From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal Reserve policymakers meeting in Washington are offering a slightly more upbeat assessment of the economy today. The statement follows a surprisingly strong GDP or gross domestic product number out this morning that showed the economy growing at a 4% annual pace in the second quarter. The Fed noted that the labor market continues to improve and said inflation is getting close to the Fed's target of 2%. The Fed indicated no big changes in the previously announced schedule on winding down its stimulative bond buying program and said it would not be raising interest rates until, quote, a considerable time after that program ends. Well, President Obama is attributing a pickup in economic growth in large part to the policies his administration adopted since he first took office, from rescue packages to greater investment in research and infrastructure. But during an appearance in Kansas City, Missouri today, he also addressed a House Republican move to sue him. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the lawmakers vote today to authorize a lawsuit challenging what they describe as Obama's executive overreach.
President Obama wants Congress to stop hating all the time. He claims House Republicans are just coming after him for doing his job. The suit would target Obama and his administration for implementing the Affordable Care Act in a way that wasn't written in the law. At times, it seemed like the president was making fun of House Republicans rather than rebutting their arguments.
I mean, everybody recognizes this is a political stunt, but it's worse than that because every vote they're taking like that means a vote they're not taking to actually help you.
It's not all lawsuits in gridlock, though. Today, the House passed a bipartisan bill related to the Department of Veterans Affairs. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Kansas City.
Italy is the latest European country to experience a surge in anti-Semitic incidents since the start of Israel's military campaign in Gaza. But in contrast with other European countries, NPR Silvia Poggioli reports, the attacks on Italian Jews seem to be sparked by neo-Nazis.
Dozens of anti-Semitic graffiti have been scrawled on Jewish-owned businesses in what's still known as Rome's Jewish ghetto. They include phrases such as Jews, the end is near, and Anne Frank was a liar, next to swastikas and Celtic crosses, which in Europe are ultra-right-wing symbols. Rome Mayor Ignazio Marino denounced the graffiti as an offense to all Romans and ordered them removed. Rome Jewish leaders have warned that the surge in anti-Semitic incidents is not the work of pro-Palestinian groups, but groups who take advantage of the events in the Middle East to bolster neo-Nazis. In recent years, police have cracked down on the ultra-right Casa Pound movement, which takes its name from the poet Ezra Pound, known for his anti-Semitic rants. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Dow is down 55 points at 16,859. This is NPR. An Israeli-backed four-hour humanitarian ceasefire is over with no sign that it has worked to lessen the fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in Gaza. The death toll from the more than three-week-old conflict surged beyond 1,200 in Gaza, majority of whom were civilians. The United Nations says they include dozens of casualties from an Israeli bombardment of a UN school that was serving as a shelter. And today, Israel is reporting at least 56 deaths, most of them soldiers, in recent weeks of fighting. Six Philadelphia police officers who work for the Elite Narcotics Field Unit are now facing federal racketeering charges. Tom McDonald of member station WHYY reports they're accused of shaking down drug dealers for cash and drugs.
The six officers are accused of using violence and falsifying police reports to steal everything from drugs and cash to Rolex watches from the drug dealers they arrested. U.S. Attorney Zane Memminger says the cops allegedly resorted to extreme violence to force the drug dealers to give up cash and valuables.
On February 24, 2010, defendant Michael Spicer punched victim J.K. in the mouth, then dangled J.K. off a balcony 35 feet off the ground.
Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says this is the worst corruption he's seen in more than four decades of policing.
This was a malignancy inside our department, and today it was removed.
The commissioner says the badges of the six will be destroyed if they're convicted. For NPR News, I'm Tom McDonald in Philadelphia.
A Texas lawyer is suing General Motors on behalf of more than 600 people who were injured or killed in crashes alleged to have been caused by faulty ignition switches. GM has acknowledged at least 13 deaths linked to the defects. The problem also prompted GM to recall millions of vehicles worldwide. This is NPR.